Testing Spatial Curvature and Anisotropic Expansion on Top of the $lambda-$CDM Model, by Oscar Acasu et al. We explore the possible advantages of extending the standard model by more realistic backgrounds compared to its spatially flat Robertson-Walker spacetime assumption, while preserving the underpinning physics, in particular, by simultaneously allowing non-zero spatial curvature and anisotropic expansion on top of, viz., the inner modal. This is to test whether the latest observational data still support spatial flatness and or isotropic expansion in this case, and, if not, to explore the roles of spatial curvature and expansion anisotropy due to its stiff fluid-like behavior in addressing some of the current cosmological tensions associated with. We first present the theoretical background and explicit mathematical construction of an O. Then we constrain the parameters of this model and its particular cases, namely, an O, and, by using the data sets from different observational probes, viz., Planck CMB, plus Lens, BAU, SNIA Pantheon, and CC data, and discuss the results in detail. Ultimately, we conclude that the observational data confirm the spatial flatness and isotropic expansion assumptions of, though a very small amount of expansion anisotropy cannot be excluded, e.g., O's 0 is less than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 18, 95. This was Testing Spatial Curvature and Anisotropic Expansion on Top of the $lambda-$CDM Model, by Oscar Acasu et al.